Good afternoon, Kieran. Well, the World Championships are the big thing for the next 7 or 8 days in terms of global and indeed anybody that's interested in the sport of athletics. And it's been held in Tokyo in the Olympic Stadium, and it's late in the season, obviously. But we were very, very fortunate in that a young Donegal, young Finn Valley athlete, was in action this morning in the mixed relay. That's two men, two women. And of course, Ireland have a really strong history in this new event, and indeed they're the European champions, but it wasn't to be for them this morning, obviously without Ada Leahy, who's a big loss. They finished sixth in their heat, and Connor, he gauged it well, he ran well. It's a great experience for him, obviously. It's been a great season for him. You know, he's a European under 20 champion, and that's the big deal of any day of the week. And you know, he's now based, he made the journey that on this occasion all the way from Austin in Texas, where he's on scholarship now. And so no luck today, as I say. On board with him on that team was Maudsley, Becker and Raftery. And they'll be disappointed, but in all honesty, it's kind of where I thought they would end up. They're just not strong enough, and they just need to regroup, go back in and look forward to the European Championships being held in Birmingham next year, which gives everybody an opportunity to go and see them. So Conor Kelly from Finn Valley, good to have a Donegal athlete in action in the opening day of the World Championships. And of course, we look forward to Mark English on Tuesday. You can pick up on his race. It's obviously late in Tokyo, so it's going to be about 11:30 or so on Tuesday morning Irish time, and we look forward to that. So that's where we're at with that. What else had we? Well, the other interesting news during the week, glad to report it really, is that Keenan McFadden, the Cranford athlete, who's been a regular guy named since he was a youngster at primary school, in fact, since he won the John Carlin Award away back as a primary school athlete many, many, many years ago in Creaston National School. He's off to Villanova University on a scholarship. That's a really good, that's a really, really, really good decision, in my opinion. And, you know, he will grow from the experience there, and we wish him the very, very, very best of luck. And, of course, he will be grateful up to this point for the support that he's had, not only from his family, but from his club at Cranford, and indeed from Eamon Giles, who've been ever-present week in, week out with young Keelan. So good luck to him, best wishes to him, and we'll be keeping an eye week on week and see how he develops. And, of course, Villanova, the head coach there is Marcus O'Sullivan, and the Irish connection is strong. Of course, the first really athlete that went to Villanova many, many years ago was Ronnie Delaney, and we have built a tradition out of, as of course Sonia went to Villanova, and we have built a strong tradition out of Villanova over the years. So good luck to Keenan McFadden, the young Cranford athlete, as he makes that journey. Now, what have we coming up? Well, and it's interesting, I'll stay on the university thing for a minute. Obviously, Keelan is in the States. There's quite a few Donegal athletes now on athletic scholarships in the States. For example, we had during the week there young Justin Kelly from Finn Valley. He was appointed assistant coach. He went on a scholarship. He's now appointed assistant coach at Union University. And indeed, Oisin Gallen, who broke all those records through the summer months, all the way to 10,000 metres, Donegal records that is, he is now the head coach at Wyoming University, which gives him an opportunity to continue his career, to continue his training, and we look forward to seeing how it goes for him. But there is such an opportunity out there, and support indeed. And even last weekend, Carol Laverty finished second. The Finn Valley girls finished second in the opening cross-country race for Providence College. So that's the update on the American scene. What's happening in Donegal? Well, with the primary schools athletics starting this week, Tuesday, it's at Finn Valley. On primary schools on Tuesday at Finn Valley, and then on Wednesday, secondary schools. So an invitation has gone out to all the Donegal schools and all the local schools to participate in that, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that the weather will hang in there. So looking forward to that. And then beyond that, next Sunday, we have the Champions Cup at Finn Valley, which really opens the cross-country season up for everybody. And it's an opportunity to get your club and your athletes into action for the season ahead. We're now onto cross-country. Tomorrow in Donegal Town, an inaugural race named after Eamon Harvey to acknowledge and indeed honour the great contribution that Eamon has made to the sport of athletics over many, many, many years. And there's a 10K and a 5K in Donegal Town tomorrow. They have really driven their best to get a good crowd gathered for that. And there should be a really good, strong support for that, because Eamon certainly deserves that acknowledgement, a race in his name in Donegal Town, and the inaugural one tomorrow through the area of Donegal Town. So looking forward to that. And that's where we're at. So tomorrow that 10K cross country for schools, primary and secondary, Tuesday and Wednesday at Finn Valley, and indeed primary schools in Letterkenny, for the Letterkenny schools on Thursday. So it's all go, 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 and then that Champions Cup next Sunday for all ages, from under 9 all the way through. So it's an annual event as well at Finn Valley. So it's going to be a busy time right now, and we'll be coming to you week in, week out with cross-country details, news and so on. But prior to that, next Tuesday, Mark English begins the pursuit of the championship, the world championship in Tokyo, with the opening round, as I say, 11:30 Tuesday morning. So we're looking forward to that.